It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. Jalen's back on the line with the Grain Market Analysis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, Dustin. How are you?
You know, I'm cold. I'm getting sick of this back and forth stuff, but, you know, eventually we're going to have to start heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm going to try to stay inside as long as I can today as well, but we should be used to it by now, right?
Exactly. It's the air is going to have to warm up.
Yeah, no, we're turning the calendar, so, you know, it's not too far away.
Yeah, and speaking of hot air, I mean, the report's coming out and the markets are starting to go down again, even though we had that nice upswing earlier this week.
Yeah, we've been talking about weather a lot, whether, you know, if it's here with the ice cold and the snow and everything, but that's definitely been the topic down south as well. If you look at Brazil and Argentina, you know, we've had a little bit of a true weather rally here the last 2 weeks, I'd call it, you know, almost 3 weeks actually on soybeans. So, you know, the nice thing about these types of weather markets we have going on here is that really it doesn't have anything to do with our own. You know, we have all of our weather opportunities in front of us yet. We're finally getting a little bit of hope or help from our friends down in South America, and what they're looking at there is Argentina, you know, as we talked about last week, is very dry in the southern part of their key growing areas, and now very hot as well. And, you know, that hasn't changed. We've seen the markets fall back a little bit today, both corn, beans, wheat, you know, all the way down the line. It hasn't changed that they're hot and dry right now. They're supposed to be for the next 10 days yet. But what has changed, why you're maybe seeing this setback here, is they have brought more moisture and a little cooler temps in about 10 days out from now, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks out, which is about as far as our forecasts go. And, of course, those are low, you know, low confidence forecasts, almost 10 days to 2 weeks out. But as futures traders, specs, you know, funds, you know, getting in and out of this market on a daily basis, you're trying to trade out as far, you know, you're trying to get ahead of the game. So when they see a change in the forecast that far out, they're going to trade it. And one of the main reasons being, you know, that we're seeing this setback as well is corn, beans, wheat, you know, all the way down the line, very overbought on the charts. So, you know, we've had on soybeans, for example, out of the last 14 trading days, 11 of them have been up. And a lot of those days have been big up days, you know, 10 cents, 8 cents, 15 cents up. So at some point, especially if you get a changing weather forecast, you're going to see a setback. You know, it's going to happen. Yesterday in the corn market, you know, technical terms, we saw what they call a doji star, which signals maybe a change in trend, especially if it's confirmed the next day. So far today, we are seeing confirmation, you know, with a down day that trend could be broken. So just something to keep your eye on there as well, that, you know, that is a technical short-term signal that the market might be a little overdone to the top side, and we might have to see a little bit of a correction. But, you know, we'll see on Friday, tomorrow afternoon as well, what the funds have done this last week in our Commitment of Traders report, see how many positions they've cleared off. That'll kind of give you a little bit of insight going forward if we have a lot of fund positions to buy back yet, or if they've taken a large chunk of that out of the way already on this rally. So,
all right, so now as we look ahead to next week, I know the USDA report coming out. Is that our big thing we're going to be watching for next week?
Yeah, I would say Sunday night, Monday, you're definitely going to trade. It'll be a little volatile, I would say, trading what happened with weather forecasts over the weekend. So that'll be your first big stop, I would say. You know, there is some risk in the Sunday night, Monday morning trade, you know, after a weekend weather market. There always is. It happens in the spring, summer as well. And then, like you said, our next stop will be Thursday's USDA report. Usually these February ones aren't too wild. You know, it's kind of, there's no yield adjustments for U.S. We don't have our planted acreage projections yet. But it seems a little bigger than normal just because our demand has been lacking so hard. They will update demand. They will update South American production. Maybe won't change South America too much, just, you know, kind of wait another month to see what this weather does. But the big one's going to be demand. Do they drop bean demand to try to get more in line with what we're actually shipping out? If they do, you could see some ending stocks over 500 million bushels, and, you know, the trade kind of knows that, has that feeling, but seeing it in print is, you know, is a different story. Could be traded a little bit there, so just keep that in mind. That's on Thursday. The 8th at 11 o'clock there is our next USDA report. So other than that, you know, looking forward on technicals, if you look at new crop November beans, 1017 and 1024 resistance points on the way up. If we continue to slide a little bit, on November 18 beans, 994 is about where all of your key moving averages come together right now. That doesn't happen that often, but they're all kind of sitting at 994. If we can hold that level, we'll be good. You know, try to get a few more buyers back in the market. The funds might get a little scared if we can't break through that lower. But if we do, if we break through those points, just be aware, you know, that technically doesn't look very good. On March corn, 362 and a quarter, and then 369. December corn, obviously, your ones you always got, 395 and $4 will be the first big selling points for a lot of producers out there. So just keep those spots in mind.
All right, Jalen, well, we'll talk to you again next week and see where things are sitting.
Thanks for having me.
That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative grain market analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.